Arthur did a really good job introducing the talk today, and he stole some of my thunder, but not all of it. I want to start with the science of manifestation and how that affects our physical world. There's certain laws, universal laws, that are scientifically proven that govern our physical world. They also govern our spiritual world. And together, these scientific laws and the art, which we'll cover second, can combine to produce the results that we desire to have in our life, our physical results. And it all starts in our mind, with our thinking. And you were talking, where did she go? She's not here. She was talking earlier, for those of you that were in, about the virtuous woman and her thinking and how that affected not only her life, but those lives of people around her and what she perceived. The science of manifestation, the science in general, talks to us about energy, that everything is energy, that all of the vacant space we see is energy. The chair that you're sitting on is energy. The floor, this room is energy. And it vibrates constantly at a certain level of vibration that manifests in time and space the reality of the object. So we as people, we as human beings, also are made up of energy. And we vibrate at a rate that produces the physical person you see in front of you, that produces everything about this physical person. That vibration, that energy, is what creates the physics of the physicality. So we want to learn these universal laws. And I don't have time today to go over all of these universal laws, but you can look in Raymond Hollowell's book, Working with the Law. There are 12 that he lists in that book that are universal. Bob Proctor has a very good program out for working with these laws. And I also teach working with these laws and how they affect us. Once we understand how these laws work, then we're able to create what we desire to have in our life. It is a thinking, a way of thinking. And the way we do this is we think, I want this particular outfit. Right now, I'm not sure how many of you know, I'm trying to sell both my house, my mom's house, and buy a house in Florida so that my sister can help me care for her. I intend to do this all by September. This is my manifestation. This is what I'm envisioning and what I'm creating in my mind. It currently exists because I've created it. It will exist in physicality by September when I expect it to be there. The thinking creates a feeling that you desire this object. And the feeling creates action. And the action creates the reality. So you can't just dream it and not have the feeling or the action or the reality. It is a sequence. That's the art. You understand the scientific part, then you move to create the art part. And it's also the spirituality. You have three ways of doing this. Oh, I forgot. I had a quote I wanted to read because I don't like to screw up a quote. The laws of the universe are so precise that we have no difficulty building a spaceship, sending people to the moon, and we can time the landing to the precision of a fraction of a second. Wernher von Braun, who created the space program back in the 60s. I particularly like this one from Orville Wright. Isn't it astonishing that all these secrets have been preserved for so many years just so we could discover them? It's always been there. This has always been there. We have always been able to create our own destiny, our own reality. We are just now discovering how we're able to do that. So the three keys are be, do, and have. And many, many people think that once they have whatever it is, the $1 million or the new house or the new car or the wonderful wife or husband, then they'll be happy. And it's backwards. It's backwards. You have to be the person that would have those things. Be the person inside and behave as that person and think as that person does. What does that person do? How do they brush their teeth? Are they grateful when they brush their teeth that they've got another day of life? Are they grateful that they have whatever it is that they're desiring? Are they, I literally think in the morning when I get up that my house is ready for me, that I am in my house, that I can go out and enjoy the Florida sunshine, that I can go in and see my mom and help her exercise. I visualize, I feel that every morning when I get up. And I'm also very, very happy that I'm actually able to wake up and get out of bed. Some things that I can control and some things that I absolutely don't have a lot of control over. Only the universe, only my God knows when I won't wake up one morning. But as long as I wake up, then I've got a beautiful day ahead of me to do whatever I choose to create. And I keep going with that day. So you want to be the person, be the feeling of who it is that has that dream, that has that life that you want. Whether it be money or health or companionship or relationships. Or some new job, a vocation. Or maybe it's something all mixed together. But you want to be that person. You want to feel like that person every day, every minute when you're washing dishes. Or the last 2 days I've spent trying to get some order in my mom's yard, which has been neglected for well over 7 years. And I am like a scar person. Because I've been working in Holly and all kinds of nonsense. But it was very rewarding for me. And even doing that, I still felt like one of the richest people in the world. I still felt like the person that I am. And I knew that what I was doing was very, very good. Not just for me, but anybody that comes and looks now at the property and sees the order and the cleanliness, they can see that. So you're going to be that person. And you're going to have the feeling. So you're going to do. What would that person be doing? In my case, when I was pruning bushes and hauling off stuff, I was thankful that I was able to do it. I was thankful that I appreciated I could do it. I was grateful for the bushes and what they gave. Now, Mother's Atlanta garden, the azaleas are gone. The rhododendrons are still blooming. I came up here and went by my house, and my azaleas are blooming like crazy, and the rhododendrons and the iris, and it's just gorgeous. And I was very, very happy that I actually had the time to prune those bushes when it was time to prune them. that I wasn't cutting off next year's flowers. So they're going to do much, much better now. Being that person in whatever you do takes effort. It takes mental faculty control to manage your thinking and remember. And some of you may know that we weren't sure about my mom. We did find out this week it's not Alzheimer's, but she does have dementia. And what I'm learning in caregiving for her is invaluable. I would never have learned the lessons I'm learning. The patience, the understanding, just in being with her and taking care of her. It's just phenomenal. That's the person I am, and that's the person I be. When you're doing things like that, you want to be sure you're doing the things that you can do to manifest your dream. My dream of selling two houses means getting them cleaned up and getting them ready to put on the market. And I talk to everyone about the fact that these two houses are on the market so that I don't miss the opportunity for somebody that might just say, I've been looking for a nice house in Franklin, or I really wanted a house that had blueberries and figs and grapevines and all this stuff. You never know when you talk to somebody. So I want to do everything I can do with whatever I have in the now. I want to talk to people. I want to be active. I want to clean the house up. I want to get rid of extra clutter. I want to do those things. I'm taking my actions. My time, my talent, and my treasure. So we're paying somebody to come cut the grass because I don't want to have to spend time doing that when I can do other things. We're paying somebody to come and do the outside painting and pressure washing and cleaning because I don't want to have to do that. I can do other things that other people can't do. So I'm using every resource to the best of its advantage towards the dream that I'm going for. And the third part is have. You're going to have the dream, but you have to make ready for the dream. You have to be ready to receive the dream. And I know that sounds a little strange, but the minute you start moving towards your dream, those paradigms are going to kick in like 100% big time. And it's amazing to me, as long as I've been doing this work and as many paradigms as I think I've controlled, there's always another one that pops up. And it's just a little different. It's just a little more annoying. And I have to deal with it. And the best time to deal with it, of course, is when it pops up. So if it says, who do you think you are? You are never going to be able to sell two houses in two states and move to a third state and find your perfect house. I mean, what kind of pipe dream do you think? What are you smoking? The paradigm is just come up in all different ways, and you're going to deal with them as they pop up. But you have to be ready. If you're not ready when that house in Florida pops up, if I'm not ready to jump on it, then I'm going to lose it. If the buyer pops up in Georgia and I'm not ready to take advantage of that, then I may wait months. So I need to have my mental and physical body ready to receive all of that. There was a young man that was working on Mother's Stove last week, and we were talking, and one of his goals with his treasure was to be able to live on 20% of his income and donate the other 80%. Now, I had never heard somebody that was that assured of what they wanted to donate, and especially not that amount. And I do know Andrew Carnegie spent the first half of his life earning buku billions and the second half of his life giving it away, which to me was wonderful because we wouldn't have the library system we have now without Andrew Carnegie. We wouldn't have a lot of our other beneficial things in society without Andrew Carnegie. But this young man was absolutely sure that was his goal and that's where he was going to get. And he is currently married, and I think he said he had two boys, and they just bought a house. He wants that house paid for, and they want to be able to live on 20% of the income. And I told him he would reach it because he was so sure. He had made that decision, and he was ready to take advantage of any opportunity. That was an unwavering decision. There's been times, and I will be very honest, many of my detractors are family members who say, how can you possibly make a living coaching people and speaking to people? And who do you think you are anyway to do that? You don't have a degree in that particular subject. And I just kind of have to say, you know, you're entitled to your opinion. I'm entitled to mine. And let it go. Forgiveness is letting go, releasing the control that others have over you. Because when you have something that you cannot forgive, they have control. You're allowing them to have control. So let it go. Keep control within yourself. The art, be, do, have. And hopefully, I have not just been an inspiration. Hopefully, I will help you to take action. Because inspiration without action is merely entertainment. And hopefully I've been a little entertaining. I had another quote that I actually found this morning. A person who wants to lead the orchestra must turn their back on the crowd. And it was Max Lucado, an author and a preacher. And I thought that was quite interesting that you have to turn your back on the crowd. You have the spirit within you. You listen to the ring ring. You hear the call. You hear what it's telling you. Arthur's work with all that sound therapy, we can do that ourselves. You were talking this morning about the scientific and the genes and the way that the DNA works, and it has been proven that we can change our own DNA. We've always had the gift. We've always had the talent. We're just now learning that we have it. And then we have to be able to have the faith and accept that we have it and allow ourselves to create our own reality. One quick story about Gay Hendricks. Do you know Gay Hendricks? No? Yes? Okay, Gay Hendricks does a lot of work, and I think he's been around probably 30 years at least. But he does a lot of work, particularly with relationships and love and couples and that type of thing. When he was a younger man, before he actually had met Katie, his wife, but they were not married. They were living together. And he was exercising one day on his stationary bike, and he was running this conversation through his head about what bills was going to get paid and which ones weren't and what could only get paid partway and which ones weren't. And his observer self, which he had never noticed before, spoke to him and says, Gay, you had the same conversation last month. In fact, Gay, you've had the same conversation every month of your adult life. In fact, your parents had the same conversation. when you were a child. Now, I don't know about you, but I've had that same conversation. I can remember not having the money to go for every bill, and I had to decide which ones got paid. But Gay decided he didn't like having that same conversation every month, and he decided that maybe he could change it. And so he went to Katie, and he asked her if she would participate with him in an experiment. And the experiment was that they were going to see their bills current. Now, he didn't have the forethought at that time to realize that his bills could be paid and gone. But he wanted to see them all be current, that he was able to pay to keep them current, and have an extra $1,000 in his checkbook at the end of the month. And she said yes, that she would participate with him in this experiment. And so it took a couple of months, and they decided they were going to feel that they had this $1,000 in their checkbook. So they would walk out past a restaurant that before they would never even look at because they knew they couldn't afford it, and they would actually look at the menu, and they would entertain what would they eat, and how would it be inside there, and how much would they tip. And they did this through everything, the clothes they were buying, everything they did, they were on that feeling tone of $1,000 extra in their checkbook. They didn't spend the money. They chose not to spend it right now, but they saw it in their checkbook. And I don't know if he ever even said in the story exactly how many months, but he just said a couple of months, the $1,000 were there and the bills were current. And they said, okay, well, we're going to continue this. And it took, I believe he did say, 18 months. The bills were not only current but paid, and they had $10,000 in their checkbook. 18 months. He did not get an increase in pay. It was a vibrational tone that was going to be there. And I know this works. I know this works. Once it's like driving a car, once you get started, once you see it work, your belief builds, and it makes it easier, and it comes faster, and you can manifest whatever you want. So today, go away, taking action, be, do, have, and believe in the dream. And I thank you for having me.